Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is Medicine Moi, for those of you who are joining me on YouTube. And for those who are on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. And I am not in my office because I am at home because I am sick. On Tuesday night, a cold caught up with me. I was in bed all day yesterday, just resting, and decided that today I would just take it easy and give myself another day of rest and just, you know, kind of be good to myself because, you know, I've got a lot of stuff that's coming up and stuff I have to deal with tomorrow, and I figured that it was best that I just kind of take it easy today so that I can, you know, get my body back up to where it needs to be. And so, yeah, I'm here at home, and the rain is falling outside, so if there's any day for somebody with a cold to be quiet, it's today. Living in the mountains means that the cold is very damp. So, anyway, I know that a lot of you, you know, who watch are local to me. So I want to let you know I'm okay. It's not the flu. It's a cold, and it will run its course, and everything will be fine. But thank you. Thank you for all your good thoughts and your good wishes and people logging onto Facebook and wishing me well. So so today, we will see how long I can stay in there swinging, but I did want to be here for you guys today because I feel that today's subject is really, really important. It is about giving credit where credit is due. And, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in our lives that we express gratitude for because, you know, they just are the amazing people that they are and that, you know, they help out, that they do all these wonderful things for people. And that's great to acknowledge them. And if you do have someone in your life, you know, who just seems to naturally go out of their way to just be there. You know, let them know that it's appreciated. But today is about you giving you credit where it's due. And that's usually one of the last places we go to give credit or to acknowledge because we do get caught up in all of the stuff that maybe doesn't go quite so right. We get involved in the stuff that, you know, where we really feel like we could have done something better. And it's easier to take a look at those things that, you know, we wish we could change or that, you know, we didn't do real well. And we don't really give ourselves credit for the things that we do that, you know, that, I mean, it may not turn out perfect, but either you went into it with a good heart or it actually did turn out well and you made a difference in someone else's life. Because honestly, there isn't one of us who does not make a difference in someone's life. And it's probably more people than you think. And if you're out there, you know, doing stuff and helping out, now you may not think it's that big a deal. You may think that, well, I mean, anybody would do this. But that's not true. Not anyone would do some of the things that I'm sure you've done for people. You know, those times when you've gone out of your way to be there for someone. Or, you know, even if it was an emergency trip to the airport when their ride fell through. Or someone calling when, you know, they got a flat tire or they're out of gas somewhere and they don't have AAA. There are many things that people do. And I know that they've done it for me, and it's important for each of us, no matter where we are, no matter what our circumstances are, no matter how, you know, we're feeling that, you know, maybe our life isn't going the way that we want it to, and, you know, maybe you're stuck in a situation that's really unpleasant, and if you are, I'm really sorry that you're in that, and please know that that's temporary. And just hang in there because everything has a life cycle, including the things that are unpleasant. And at the end of it, not only is it over, but we get to learn something from it. And we get to take those lessons to heart, and we get to move forward with them. So if you're in a tough spot right now, know that my thoughts and prayers are with you, and I hope that it passes as gently as possible. But hang in there, because very few people can say that the circumstance they're in is the absolute worst, that they've never had it harder, and yet they survived that. If they can survive that, then, you know, you guys can survive this. We all can. And for those times that, you know, you were able to either, you know, pull a rabbit out of its hat to, you know, to make something work, to be there for someone, the fact that you have survived, that you have made it through to the point that you are in your life, because a lot of people don't. And a lot of people, you know, maybe they give up on things. And there are people who, you know, maybe, you know, have homes and lives and are doing okay, but maybe there was a time when they weren't doing okay, when things were really bad. Maybe they were homeless. Maybe there was an addiction problem. Maybe, you know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong in a life. And the people that hang in there and learn from it have something to be very proud of. If you know, been through a relationship that was, you know, either, you know, not positive for you, or it could have been something that was abusive. The fact that you chose to step up and make a choice, you know, maybe you left that relationship. And, you know, yeah, maybe you missed the person, but, you know, you're better off, don't you think? And maybe it's somebody who was in a job that they just couldn't stand, and it wasn't, you know, what they hoped it would be. Maybe it's sucking more energy from them than it gives to them. And maybe they decided to either quit, or maybe, you know, they got laid off, but decided to put a positive spin on it and say, you know what, I'm going to survive. I'm going to make it through. And survival is a very, very powerful thing. And it means that you were stronger than any circumstances that came at you, that you continue to be strong, that you continue to show up, that you continue to be there. Maybe that you continue to have an open, loving heart, even when your heart's been broken, that you choose to trust in the and believe in the best in humanity, even when you may have been shown the worst. That deserves a lot of credit. That deserves a huge, huge acknowledgement. Because like I said, not everybody can go there. Not everybody can hold on. Not everybody can see that, you know, past all that darkness, there is light. And not everybody can manage the storm, even though at some point the storm's going to end. So I just really want people to appreciate and take a moment to think about all that you have overcome, all that you have survived, all that you have been able to get past. And like I said, maybe it wasn't so pretty, and maybe it was rough, but you did survive. You got through, and that's something special. That shows what you're made of. Saying that I saw somewhere that said stressful situations don't create character, they reveal it. So if you can manage to come through something that a lot of people might not be able to get through, that shows something about your character. That shows something about who you are. It doesn't matter that you made mistakes. It doesn't matter that, you know, maybe not every choice you made was the best one. The thing is, you learned from it. Some people embrace a bad choice and go, well, that's all I can do, and I'm just going to keep running right with that same bad choice. The really, you know, the people who stand out, the people whose character shines through, whose inner strength and inner light shine through, are the ones that go, okay, that was a thing, and I'm not going to do that anymore, and I'm going to make other choices. I am going to use this as something that I can build on, that these experiences in your life become building blocks. They allows you to move forward because now you're much wiser. And you know the types of choices that move you forward and the ones that don't serve you. And the really cool part about all this is that not only can you then move forward, you can teach others how to move forward as well. You can give and be able to connect with people who are going through that. You know, you made it through, but they're in the thick of it. And being able to not only understand what it's like to be in that situation, but also to know that there's a way out, that is a very, very special gift that very, very special people have. I mean, none of us were meant to do this perfect. My mom used to have a poster that said, "Life is the childhood of my immortality." And I can't remember who it was. I think it just said anonymous. But I take that as true, because this is the point when we grow up. This is the point when we learn all the stuff that we need to learn. And often we learn best when we mess something up, because we can see where it went wrong. We can see where it, where it went off the tracks. And we also know how to bring it back. We also know how to bring it back on track. Excuse me for just a moment. Sorry about that. If you've been through a lot, and it's not about, big, horrific things. You know, stress is stress. And you don't compare one person's stress to another person's stress. It's like, oh, wow, well, they had a much harder time than I did, so I can't say anything. That's not true. I mean, how we each deal with the stresses that we have, how we each manage what we've been through. There will always be people who have been through worse, and there will always be people who have been through better. But that doesn't mean that for each person that wasn't a big deal. And whatever you've been through, you grew from it. You learned from it. You managed it, and you survived it. So please, if it's just for a moment, acknowledge yourself for what you've been through. Acknowledge yourself for what it is that you have survived and that you have made it through, because it is not easy to learn and grow and do the things, grow as not only spiritual beings, but as participants in the experience of humanity. And we can look at people who maybe didn't quite get it so much. You know, we can see people who make the same choices over again, even though those choices are not what really served them. And that's no judgment still in that process. That means that there's still something for them to learn for themselves. So they're going to go through that. And if you're in that process, I admire you for moving through it. And you move through it in your time. Because a lot of people are there who are going to tell you how, well, if you do this, your life will be perfect, or if you do that, or, whatever. Follow my instructions and everything will be perfect. And that doesn't work. It doesn't happen. And I think it's best when people are able to find things out for themselves, to discover things for themselves, to grow for themselves, while at the same time allowing community to help them, allowing community to support them as they go through what they're going through. And it's all a work in progress. This is all on-the-job training. Being a human being in this world is, there's no books that are going to flat out tell you all the secrets, because each person's experience is unique. And maybe the person who wrote the book didn't have your experience. And I know there's a lot of people who have some really serious, major stuff that they are dealing with, and that, that they're going to carry, and they're finding their way around. So don't you know, don't lose heart. Because if you feel like you're stuck, that just means that you're processing this, that there's a part of you that's working on something. And if you feel that you can't quite figure a way around it, then ask for help. Contact someone who can help you. Look to, you know, someone who may have been through it before. Or, you know, maybe see about getting professional counseling. Either way, don't disregard what has brought you so far, even if you're in a place you're not that happy about, because everything changes. Everything shifts, and every storm ends. It's hard, you know, to know when, and it's hard to be patient while that process is going on. And I encourage you to be a little bit patient. Be patient with yourself. Honor yourself where you're at, because I'm sure it wasn't easy. You know, we all have things in our lives that, you know, points when it just seemed hopeless, you know, me included. And yet there was always something that said, I can make it to the other side of this. Or at the very least, I can make it to tomorrow. And if you can tell yourself, you know what? I have survived 100% of everything that has been thrown at me. And if I can survive all that, I can survive this. I honor who you are. And I'm proud of you exactly for who you are. You don't have to be anyone else in order to be able to grow as a person. You can be your authentic self, which includes all of us. Making mistakes, figuring out what we did, figuring out a new way, and then moving forward. So please give yourself credit for everything that you have managed and that you have overcome, because you have overcome a lot. And there are others who are admiring you that you don't even know about. People who you are inspiring because you didn't give up. And, well, that's the main thing that I wanted to say. So, yeah, I know that this is a little bit short today, but I wanted to still connect with you. I wanted to still be here for you. I wanted to still for you what I could offer you. And even though, you know, I'm not feeling so well right now, I know that tomorrow I'm going to feel better. And I know that I'm going to be up and around and my nose will stop running. And you know, all I can think about is that old joke, noses run in my family. But, yeah, I know that it's going to be okay. I know that I'm going to feel better. I know tomorrow's a new day. And even though it may sound, you know, corny, to think that, well, you know what? Tomorrow is a new day. It brings infinite possibilities. And please give yourself credit where credit is due. Honor yourself because I honor you. Love yourself because I love you. Proud of yourself because I'm proud of you. And realize that there are people who are watching you who you inspire. Just like there are people who inspire you. So, thank you for joining me, even though I have a cold. And please, if you find value in this, and usually I'm a little bit more enthusiastic. But if you enjoyed this video, please like, share, subscribe. It's always cool to see more subscribers. And comment, because I do check the comments. And actually, I had somebody ask me, for those of you who know YouTube, there's like this whole big thing about demonetizing and all this other stuff, and it's taking out smaller YouTubers, which I am among the smallest at this point. But don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I will continue to do this, and it really doesn't matter to me about, you know, the money thing, and in the just over a year, almost a year and a half that I've been doing this, I really enjoy it. I am so touched by the people who contact me and say that they really enjoy it. So, no, I'm not going anywhere. I will be right here next week and the Thursday after that and the Thursday after that. Until then, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you. Bye.